Colin's sweet, high tenor caressed Joshua's ears in a silken touch which seeped through his veins like a narcotic. His voice was electric with the same passion which seemed to permeate everything he touched. "Oh, God," Joshua moaned internally, pulling in a deep breath. He knew he didn't have a prayer. He couldn't help but fall for this man. No one could. But he also knew it would damn near guarantee him a broken heart. A badly broken heart. And yet, his every instinct screamed at him that he was being offered a once-in-a-lifetime experience with a charismatic and unforgettable man. He smiled and lifted his glass, returning Colin's salute. "Maybe some things are worth a broken heart," he mused. "Maybe some men are worth it." The thought of being with this man felt like stepping blindly into a whirlwind. But Joshua couldn't help but think that the ride would be worth it. They returned to their table once the song was finished and found several stouts waiting for them, courtesy of Colin's appreciative audience. As they drank, several of the bar patrons strolled to their table ostensibly to compliment Colin on his performance, but in reality, to blatantly flirt with the handsome Irishman, seemingly oblivious to Joshua's presence. Colin accepted the attention graciously, if a bit casually, but after the third visitor, he sighed heavily and rose to his feet. "Listen," he said to the newest arrival, gently shoving him back toward the bar. "I'm occupied tonight. Tell them to lay off." "My God, you are a confident bastard." Joshua laughed as Colin took his seat. "You just broke a dozen hearts." Colin scoffed gently. "Hearts at this bar don't get broken. One or two might get bent a bit, but that's about the extent of it." He glanced behind him to the group still milling around the piano and shrugged. "It's a gay Irish bar and a great one. It's the perfect hangout for a guy like me." He turned back to Joshua and sipped his stout. "But I'm not involved with anyone here." "Here or anywhere else, I'd wager," Joshua replied, his brown eyes studying Colin through the tavern's muted lighting. "That's the way I roll," Colin replied with a shrug. "And they all know it." He studied his glass of stout. "In this bar, guys come on to me at their own risk." Then after sipping the stout, he lifted his head and gazed steadily into Joshua's eyes. "Like I said, I never make promises to anyone. If they want to be with me, that's how it's going to play out. I don't do relationships." He took Joshua home afterward, ending the evening with a kiss and a long embrace. Joshua wanted him to stay, and in fact invited him to stay. But Colin declined. "Not tonight," he said. "We both have to be up early for work." He lifted Joshua's face in his hand and leaned so close that his warm breath was a sweet, damp caress on Joshua's lips. He heard Joshua gasp. Then without kissing him, he slid his mouth slowly to the soft space just under his ear. Colin breathed. Then he pulled away. "You know how I feel, Josh. Think about it. I'll call you tomorrow." Joshua entered his apartment, fell into a chair, and stared vacantly at the wall in front of him. Colin had made himself perfectly clear. No promises. He said it more than once, and there was no doubt that he meant it with every fiber of his being. Joshua understood why Colin had refused his invitation tonight. Joshua had been given a straightforward choice: move forward with this relationship, knowing Colin's terms and agreeing to them fully, or walk away. Joshua drew in a long breath. "Can I walk away?" he wondered. "Or is it already too late?"